14 years into a career as a photojournalist with local newspapers in South Lake Tahoe and Carson City, Nevada, Rick Gunn was getting restless. Then he came up with a plan to counter that.
I went to the boss one day, and I had a bunch of maps and charts and spreadsheet diagrams on costs, and I said, I am going to quit my job. I'm going to ride my bicycle around the world, and I want you to pay for it. And they said yes.
The deal was that he would report back to the papers on his travels as they progressed. But when he set out in 2005, Gunn had little inkling how long the trip would turn out to take.
26,000 miles, 33 countries, 3 years.
Or what it would require.
I went through 3 bicycles, 21 tires, 5 iPods, 5 seats, 5 sets of shoes. The list goes on and on and on.
Because he had already ridden extensively in Africa and South America, Gunn decided he would circumnavigate the Northern Hemisphere.
I cut a line that was going to go across America, across Europe, and then across Russia. But as I got into Turkey, I met a gentleman who was traveling across the Silk Road, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, in through Tibet and all the way to the base of Mount Everest. And I thought it might be interesting to join his route.
Which he did. But Gunn recalls that as only one of many memorable meetings he had along the way.
Their stories will be ingrained within my mind and my heart for the rest of my life, one of which was the first woman who I came upon in Tibet at 16,000 feet, riding for 1,000 miles across the plateau, who was riding by herself from Slovenia to Beijing via Tibet. And her bravery and her ability to be the first woman through her own gumption to make it across there on her own is still really with me, and I still keep in contact with her. Yeah, I met a lot of inspirational people.
And from the 33 countries he passed through, Gunn can quickly name the one he remembers most fondly.
Kyrgyzstan was my favorite country out of all 33. The way that we were treated, just the cultural electricity of the place, the people were very, very kind. It's a Muslim country, and we camped out near their yurts. They were mostly nomadic people, and we were treated very, very well in that country, and it is spectacular. The scenery along the Pamir Mountains is absolutely amazing.
His trip was exotic, strenuous. The word he uses most often is transformational. But there was only one country where Gunn said he felt it was dangerous.
I got my life threatened in several cities in America. And then after that, it was a lot of bureaucratic stuff. Here and there, I would be asked for papers. But beyond our borders, I was treated very well and treated very kindly and taken in. And people did say, oh, you are crazy. But I think there's an accessibility to being on a bicycle.
The other recurring difficulty he faced lay in getting his reports sent back to Carson City.
The stories came pretty quickly and easily to me, given the circumstance. But it was finding electricity and finding extra storage in my hard drive, or getting extra hard drives for my laptop, brownouts, and during all kinds of things in the developing world, it was quite a challenge.
In the 2 years since he returned home, Gunn has compressed the story of his journey and some 52,000 pictures he took into a multimedia presentation he calls Soul Cycler, which is making the rounds of the North Bay this week. But he's also getting the urge to get back into the long-distance saddle again. He plans to set out on a 3-month ride through India in November. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.